is, and I'd suggest that along the ecliptic line we can see thrown a light out to two lunar diameters from this location. The bright light only extends out about an eighth to a quarter of the lunar radius.
Roger, I understand that you can see the corona approximately 200 solar diameters out along the ecliptic, and the bright light extends out approximately one-eighth to one-quarter lunar radius, over.
That's two lunar diameters along the ecliptic, and the bright part, right, a quarter to an eighth of a lunar radius out. And that's perpendicular to the ecliptic line on the South Pole.
Roger.
That last transmission was from Neil Armstrong.
And that's been a real change for us. Now we're able to see stars again and recognize constellations for the first time on the trip. It's the sky's full of stars, just like the night side of Earth. But all the way here, we've only been able to see stars occasionally and perhaps through the binocular, but not recognize any star patterns.
I guess it's turned into night up there, really, hasn't it?